Good afternoon. My name is Pratik Kalani, and you're listening to the Health Justice Radio Collective on CFMU 93.3 FM.
Listening to Health Justice Radio Collective on CFMU 93.3. Naturopathic
medicine is a broad and inclusive field. It is a distinct system of primary health care that addresses the root causes of illness and promotes health and healing using natural therapies. It supports your body's own healing ability using an integrated approach to disease diagnosis, treatment, and prevention that includes acupuncture and Asian medicine, botanical medicine, physical medicine, clinical nutrition, homeopathic medicine, and lifestyle counseling. Naturopathic doctors are highly educated primary care providers who integrate standard medical diagnostics with a broad range of natural therapies. This dynamic field often attempts to address healthcare issues through a different approach, with the same ultimate aim of providing patients with the tools to improve their quality of life. This week on Health Justice Radio, we have a very special guest here to talk to us about her own personal journey in the field of naturopathic medicine. A recent graduate of McMaster University in 2010 and currently attending the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine, our guest has a unique perspective on the field of naturopathic medicine, informed by her experiences within and outside of school. This week, we are honored to have Anne Hussain here to tell us about her personal journey in the field of naturopathic medicine and her perspective on the many hot-button issues surrounding the field at the moment. She recognizes the critical importance of naturopathic medicine as a facet of healthcare delivery and could help shed some light into the challenges that await training traditional doctors as they step into the workforce and attempt to work in conjunction with naturopathic doctors to improve healthcare outcomes. Thank you for joining us today, Anne.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. So tell us a little about yourself, Anne.
Well, right now, like you just mentioned, I'm a student at the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine.
Mm-hmm.
I can't practice as a naturopathic doctor yet because I'm not one yet. But in terms of naturopathic medicine, our goal is to find the root cause of disease and treat our patients as a whole person and understand the various aspects of their lives, and then use our knowledge of nutrition, botanical medicine, homeopathy, Asian medicine, physical medicine, and lifestyle counseling to help them get back to health.
Mm-hmm. So what made you decide naturopathic medicine as the right career for you?
Well, I always wanted to help people, and I loved human biology because of the intricacies and complexities of the human body. So I always knew I wanted to be a doctor. Mm-hmm. And then as I grew older, I became more aware of my options, especially at the McMaster Health Center, where we had, you know, a medical doctor and we had a naturopathic doctor. So once I saw what naturopathic doctors could do, I looked it up, and the guiding principles of naturopathic medicine is what really drove me towards the medicine. If, you know, the principles are first, do no harm, use the healing power of nature, identify and treat the cause, treat the whole person, and be a teacher, like doctor as teacher, which really appealed to me.
Mm-hmm. Have you found it to be a very challenging decision for you to make?
Actually, it was a very natural, excuse the pun, decision for me to make. I've always taken good care of myself and grew up with a lot of home remedies and natural therapies. So it once I found out what it was all very crystal clear. It's the only place I applied to, and that's what I wanted to do.
Wow, that's really wonderful. Have you found any challenges adapting to life as a naturopathic medicine student?
Not really. I've had a great time at school so far. The people are great. The energy of the school is really great. Our teachers are knowledgeable and well-versed in the medical field. Mm-hmm. And they collaborate often with other healthcare professionals. And my experience so far has been great.
Mm-hmm. So many of our listeners may not be too well acquainted with the scope of practice of a naturopathic doctor. How is a naturopathic doctor able to decide on which, I guess, form of medicine is appropriate for a particular patient that walks into their practice? Could you shed some light on that decision-making process?
Sure. To be honest, it really depends on the preferences of the patient and the practitioner. If I'm more comfortable in nutrition and I have more solid knowledge base in that, I'm probably going to use more of nutrition and that sort of thing with my patients. The beauty of our medicine and having such diverse knowledge is being able to apply them accordingly in different situations. So mm-hmm. we have a wide variety of tools at our disposal, and we usually mix them up and tailor a plan that works well for our patient and that we are comfortable in providing for them.
Mm-hmm. So there's been a recent push within allopathic medicine towards informing clinical practice with scientific evidence and developments in the research field. I was wondering if there are any parallel movements within naturopathy that aim to guide clinical practice with a scientific experimentation.
Yep. Well, evidence-based medicine now, I think, is kind of a narrower term than it used to be, because generally it refers to all kinds of evidence that back up any kind of treatment, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of specific scientific research, just like in allopathic medicine, there is also a push in naturopathic medicine. Most of the time, we're both using the same kinds of research, especially when it comes down to pathology and the newer treatments that are available, because we all have to keep up to date, because our ultimate goal is to help our patients. So for sure there is there has been a definite increase in the amount of research that's being done all over the world because of the push, not only from the health industry but also from the patients who want to have more scientific literature to back up what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely something I feel that all practitioners within the healthcare industry should aim for, because at the end of the day, we're both aiming for the same outcome, right?
Mm-hmm.
To improve patient health outcomes. I feel that despite all the research that is being done in the field of naturopathy, certain aspects of it, homeopathy in particular, do still tend to get a bad rap. I was wondering if you had any comments or insights into this issue.
Yeah, homeopathy is a pretty hot topic, usually when it comes to naturopathic medicine.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting is that homeopathy, if you study it, it's basically an energetic type of medicine. So it's something that's not really detectable in terms of when you try to look for some active component, which is what sparks this this argument over homeopathy. But it's been around for so many years, and it's been used in India and in Europe. It's very common. And when it comes down to it, it works. It works for people. So for me, if it is helping someone, and it's generally very inexpensive. It's an inexpensive form of medicine. It's not very expensive at all. So mm-hmm. for me, if it works, then it works.
Right. It seems to be a no-brainer in that sense, right?
Yeah.
Especially with all the expensive treatments that are currently on the market for a whole host of conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So, aside from all the negative feedback and criticisms that are leveled towards naturopathy from allopathic doctors, I'm sure there's a lot of positive feedback as well that you've encountered in your capacity as a naturopathic student. Could you share some of these insights with us?
Sure. And it is true, there has been a lot of positive feedback and collaboration that I've seen around me, whether it be at conferences or whether it be in general meetings with medical doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we should be working towards, is working together, because we all have different bits of information on our patients, and together we can pool all that knowledge and come up with a plan that will help them, which is both our goals.
Mm-hmm. Similar to healthcare professionals, with the general population as a whole, do you feel that it's been sort of universal acceptance of the role of the naturopathic physician, or do you feel that certain cross-sections of society currently are more welcoming of naturopathic and traditional medicine than allopathic medicine?
Well, different people have different views, and I've met people that are very skeptical and people who swear by it. So it depends on personal experience. A lot of it is that. Many people who turn to naturopathic medicine are people with chronic conditions that that haven't had their needs met by allopathic medicine, or people who just haven't been helped in the way that they wanted and are looking for other opinions or other ways to get back to health. So it really is a matter of opinion and experience, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's each healthcare professional within the Canadian healthcare system should advocate for their own sort of responsibilities and capabilities so that patients are better able to make decisions about their healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
And are more informed of, I guess, what each professional is able to do for them. You were sort of alluding to this earlier, but I was wondering if you could tell us more about what you envision your scope of practice to be in a family healthcare team with regards to the management of patients.
Well, since I haven't really encountered a lot of patients, at a personal level, as a practitioner, my input is not as comprehensive as it will be in a few years from now. But I think it would be really beneficial for the patient if their healthcare providers, like their medical doctor, even dentist, and if they have any other like chiropractor or any other health professional in their life who they see, it would be optimal if all of us could share information and together work so that we can help the patient the best way we can. Just like I was saying before, I think that's what a lot of these integrated health clinics that we're seeing, especially around the GTA, I think that's what the goal is, so that in one stop people can see the different practitioners, and it's also a great learning tool for the practitioners to be able to talk about cases and even talk about the same patient if they're all seeing one patient, if the patient allows them to discuss that information.
So, yeah, that's definitely really true. It would lead to a more holistic approach to medicine, which all fields of medicine are aiming towards at the moment. I feel that naturopathic medicine places a different emphasis on healthcare promotion and modifying behavioral risk factors when compared to allopathic medicine. Have you experienced that personally? Could you elaborate a bit more on it?
Yeah, sure. I feel the same way. I think naturopathic medicine takes a more holistic and preventative view to medicine, because we know that, you know, the better you treat yourself, the better you will feel and the less health problems you will have. And there is tons of research out there that, you know, talks about exercise and the importance of nutrition on your health. So I think on allopathic treatments, on the other hand, focus more on alleviating the pain of the patient and treating them for what they're coming in for without really addressing the root cause. And in many cases, that is necessary because the patient is in so much pain that they just want relief from that pain. But in terms of educating the patient on how to make changes in their lives, even really small changes, I think the naturopathic community understands that a bit better and promotes that a lot.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely something that does take a back seat. Though I definitely feel that allopathic medicine can learn a lot from naturopathic medicine in that regard. It's something we're definitely have to work on and address. And of course, in an integrated health team, this would be something that would be much easier to address, having a naturopathic doctor available.
Yeah.
So, switching gears a little, what advice would you give to those entering this field? Is there anything you wish you'd known prior to entering this field yourself?
I guess I wish I had known a little bit more about the politics surrounding naturopathic medicine, because there is a lot of things going on right now in terms of legislature and restrictions, especially in Ontario. So I wish I was a bit more awareness around that. But I don't think it would have changed my mind or anything. I really enjoy being a naturopathic student. CCNM, which is the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine, mm-hmm. It's a great place. It feels like home. Everyone's really friendly and great and very helpful. And the program itself is pretty much like medical school. We learn the same sciences and microbiology and pathology and anatomy. It's just that we have the added modalities that we have to learn, which is the fun part for me. So I really love it, and for anyone entering, I highly recommend seeking out some current students and alumni, going to the school and visiting, or if you want to go to some other school, like in the States or Boucher in BC, check it out, check the websites out, call them. Everyone's really great, and they'd love to help.
Well, I think I'm afraid that's all the time we have for today. Thank you, Anne, for taking the time out of your busy schedule today to talk to us.
Oh, thanks for having me. It was great.
Well, we appreciate it. If you'd like more information about naturopathic medicine, you can visit the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine's website at www.ccnm.edu. If you wish to learn more about our collective, you can visit our website at www.healthjusticeradio.com. Thank you for joining us today. Signing off with Y Oak Civilian.